Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about two very important things, pride and grace. I'm going to read to you from James chapter 4, verse 6, where it says this, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." In the beginning of James chapter 4, verse 6, we see the idea. He gives more grace. Now, that's a remarkable statement. But James did not end there. He continued by saying, God resists the proud. With this, James reminds us that grace only comes to the humble. You see, grace and pride are eternal enemies. Pride demands that God must bless me in light of what I deserve, whether that deserving is real or imagined. But grace will not deal with me on the basis of anything in me, whether it's good or bad, but it's only based on who God is. James used a powerful word in the phrase, resists the proud. You see, God regards the proud man as someone who fights against him. Why is God so opposed to pride? And why is God so honored by humility in people? In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis explains this. He said this, and I'm quoting now. According to Christian teachers, the essential vice, the utmost evil, is pride. Unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It was through pride that the devil became the devil. Pride leads to every other vice. It is the complete anti-God state of mind. I would suggest to you that the ultimate strategy of Satan is to turn us into proud religious people. He tries to work within us the attitude of the man in Jesus' parable found in Luke chapter 18. That man said this, God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Rather, we should have the attitude of the tax collector in that parable who said this, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I would say that the devil prizes a proud saint more than a flock of obvious sinners. When Satan can look at the believer who walks in pride, he can say, now there's a man like me. He is aware of spiritual things, yet he's utterly infected with the cancer of pride. One of the big problems with pride is that it can be so subtle. We can be proud people, yet have a spiritual image. So how do we do a pride check in our life? Here are a few good questions to ask yourself for a little pride check. Ready? How much do I treasure the compliments of others? How devastated am I by the criticism of others? How often are my feelings hurt? How often do I wonder about my appearance? How often do I wonder what others are thinking of me? Am I usually miserable? Do I often feel neglected by other people? Do I expect more from other people than I do from myself? Am I generally disappointed in other people? Now, I'm not saying that those things can only be due to pride, but I think that's a good pride check. And if you really want God to deal with pride in your life, do not expect it to be easy. Pride is like a weed with deep, strong roots, and it's hard to pull out. When we think we have pulled it out, there's always a little bit left that will spring up later, and we'll have to deal with it then. So today, don't wait. Walk in humility before God today and receive his grace. Remember what it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Today, be humble before God and receive that grace.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.